Hi everybody, I'm Mark Amadeo and thanks for joining me for this next installment of the GovCon video blog. So today we're going to talk about the SBA's new All-Small Mentor Protege program. This new Mentor Protege program is modeled after the SBA's existing 8A Mentor Protege program. Under the 8A program, an 8A company and its approved mentor can team up for an 8A set-aside contract. Well now, under this new program, other small businesses can pair up with mentors and bid on small business set-aside contracts, including SDVOSB, WOSB, and Hub Zone set-asides, as long as the protege qualifies as an SDVOSB, WOSB, or Hub Zone business. Now, one of the unique aspects of both the 8A and the All Small Mentor Protege programs is that they provide rare opportunities for businesses that are not small to participate in a small business contract, because the mentors don't have to be a small business. So in today's vlog, we're going to touch briefly on four things that contractors should know about the new All Small Mentor Protege program. But if you'd like to learn more information about the new program, we're posting a link in the vlog description to a presentation that I gave recently that gives a little more information about the new program, including the application process. One thing that contractors should know is that a mentor-protege agreement has to be approved by the SBA before the mentor and protege submit a bid or offer. So in order to be approved for the program, the mentor and protege have to submit a mentor-protege agreement to the SBA. The mentor-protege agreement describes in general terms the outline of the relationship, like the kind of assistance the mentor will provide to the protege. Not so incidentally, the SBA has a sample agreement on its website that's worth taking a look at. Now, if a mentor and protege have targeted a solicitation that they want to submit a bid on, they should get their paperwork in as early as possible so they get the SBA's approval before they have to submit a proposal. The consequence of not getting the SBA's approval of the mentor-protege agreement before a bid is filed is that the mentor and protege will not be eligible to take advantage of the exception to affiliation that applies to these mentor-protege relationships. Touching on affiliation briefly, the SBA rules anticipate that the mentor and protege will work together as a joint venture. And normally, joint venture partners are considered to be affiliated, which means that the sizes of the two partners will be added up together to determine if the joint venture is a small business eligible for a small business contract. While there is an exception to this affiliation rule for joint ventures made up of approved mentors and proteges, under the exception, as long as the size of the protege is small, the joint venture will be considered a small business for purposes of a small business set-aside, regardless of how large the mentor is. But to take advantage of this exception, the mentor-protege agreement has to be approved by the SBA before an offer is submitted. The second thing that contractors should know is that the protege has to certify that the joint venture agreement meets the SBA's requirements before any work is done under a small business contract. As I mentioned earlier, the rules anticipate that mentors and proteges will form a joint venture, and in order to take advantage of the exception to that nasty affiliation rule, the joint venture agreement has to be in writing. But unlike the mentor-protege agreement, the joint venture agreement itself does not have to be filed with or approved by the SBA. Instead, the small business protege has to submit a certification that the joint venture agreement meets all requirements under the SBA's regulations. And not incidentally, there are over 12 specific required provisions that have to be contained in the joint venture agreement. And again, the rules require the protege to submit a certification that the agreement meets these requirements before the parties can do any work on a small business set-aside contract. Now, one note of caution. Just because a joint venture agreement does not have to be filed with the SBA does not mean that the SBA may never see it. If there is a protest, let's say to the protege's business size, the SBA has wide latitude over the information it can ask for. And if it asks for the joint venture agreement and the joint venture agreement is not compliant, the SBA may on its own decide to invalidate an award on that basis, even if the joint venture agreement was not a basis for the original protest. A third thing that contractors should know is that a protege in the 8A mentor protege program that graduates from the 8A program or leaves the 8A program can switch to the all small mentor protege program after leaving or after graduation. So if you are a protege in the 8A program and you have a mentor you'd like to keep working with, you can do that under the all small mentor protege program. And you can transfer the mentor protege relationship without having to submit a new application to the new program. A fourth thing that contractors should know is that a protege itself can act as a mentor. So in the regulations that established the new program, the SBA made it clear that as long as the two mentor-protege relationships don't compete against each other or conflict with each other, then a protege in one relationship can be a mentor in another. Now, are there going to be a lot of instances in which a protege will have the wherewithal to act as a mentor? Maybe not. But I think the clarification is perhaps intended by the SBA to encourage small businesses to think more broadly and creatively about the businesses they look to team up with under the mentor-protege programs, besides large businesses. So if there's a very successful small business, or one that graduated from the 8A program, or a business that just crossed over the small business size threshold, these companies may be viable mentors under an approved mentor-protege relationship. To sum up, four things that contractors should know about the new all-small mentor-protege program are: 1, the mentor-protege agreement must be approved by the SBA before any offer is made. 2, the protege must certify that the joint venture agreement meets all requirements before the joint venture does any work. 3, a protege that graduates from the 8A program can transfer its mentor-protege relationship to the new all-small program. 4, a protege can also act as a mentor. Well, thanks for joining me in this edition of the GovCon video blog, and I hope you come back for future episodes.